We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Dalad, the top of page 288. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, In lo shal mater b'yemos hageshamim machzirin oso afal pi sheshal tal. If one forgot to say v'sein tal umater, so then we make him go back if it is yemos hageshamim when he was supposed to say it, even if he did mention tal, he asked for tal, but he didn't ask for Geshem, he has to go back. Thank you. Avol, im sha'al matar velo tal ein malzirin oso. However, if he did ask for matar, but didn't ask for tal, so then ein malzirin oso, then we don't send him back. So we see, and we've discussed this already other times, that in terms of a saint tal matar, the matar is ma'akev, the tal is not ma'akev. If you forget it when you're supposed to say it, or you say it when you're not supposed to say it, either way it's not ma'akev. But mutter is. And therefore the Mechaber says, if you do not ask for mutter during the winter, so you have to go back even though you asked for tal. But if you asked for mutter, you didn't ask for tal, then you don't have to go back. So the ikr is the mutter. That's what's ma'akiv. Says the Mishabura in Sivkoton Tesvov, in lo shal, if you didn't ask for rain in the winter, ayin b'magen Avram u'b'sharei tshuva shekasu, look at the Magen Avram and the Sharei Tshuva that both write, de'im nizkar kodem shehisril tka b'shofar. You finished the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, and you forgot to say v'sein talumotu l'bracha. And you realize your mistake before the next bracha of Tka b'shofar, Omro Shom. You could say v'sein talumotu right there between the brachos, like we saw by Mashiv Aruch Amar Nagashem. U'b'simin kuf yodala b'bir halocha d'ibra maskil b'licha sima, he'erachnu b'ze. We spoke out in detail in the Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Yud Dalid Ubirarnu, we explained the Yoser Tov Shiyomar B'Shomei Tfila, the Bezeh Yotzu L'Kuy Alma. That in that case, where you forgot to say the Saint Talamatu L'Vracha, even though according to some, you could still say it after the Bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mavarech Hashanim, before you start Tka B'Shofar, even though you can't do that according to many poskim, because many poskim view that as still part of the Bracha that passed, and you did not yet start the new bracha, so you can still stick it in. However, not everyone agrees. Some, as we saw, hold that once you finish the bracha, that bracha is over, and you can't put it in anymore. And therefore, we said in the Bir Halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah says it over here, the best is if you said the bracha of Mevarech Hashanim, and you forgot v'sein talumata l'bracha, not to say it right there, but rather wait till Shomea Tfila Teshma Kolenu and put it in there, because that way you yotzei according to everyone. And if you look at note number 20, he points out, V'lochein, therefore, because of this, Gam im niskar acharei Hashem shall see my bracha. Even if you just said Baruch Ato Hashem, and you didn't yet say Mevarech Hashanim, R'chaim Kinevsky says, Shelo yisayim landeni chukecha, you should not end off by saying landeni chukecha, which is a pasuk, which makes you still in the middle of the bracha, which allows you to go back. Since you have an eitzah to say later on a shamei tefillah, you should not tap into that other eitzah of lamdeni chukecha. Lamdeni chukecha is only an eitzah that we use by something that is ma'akev and there's no other eitzah. But here, since you have the eitzah of saying it in Shema Kaleinu, better if you already said Baruch Ato Hashem, just finish Mevarech Hashanim, finish till Shema Kaleinu, and then put V'sein Talumata Livracha in Shema Kaleinu. I have now found, says the Chavetz Chaim, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that pasuk in the same way, that if you forgot it and you said the bracha already, you should just wait till Shema Kolenu. V'im nizkar kodem shesiyem birchas hashanim. But if you realize that you forgot to say v'sein talumata l'bracha while you're still in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu before the Baruch Ato Hashem, yomar b'makom shenizkar, then you can in fact say it where you remember it. But if you only realize your mistake after Kashanim Atovos, which are the last words before Baruch Ato Hashem, in that case, Yachzer v'yomer uvarach shnaseinu Kashanim Atovos. Then after you say the Saint Talumot Livracha, you should go back and say again, uvarach shnaseinu Kashanim Atovos, kidei sheyeh me'ein chasima samach lachasima. Like we discussed many times, that before the ending bracha, you have to have something similar to the bracha. And therefore we have Vavarech Shnaseinu Kashanim Atovos, Baruch Ato Hashem, Vavarech Hashanim. And therefore if you realize you forgot the Saint Alamotu Lebracha at the very end, you should say it there, but go back to the words of Vavarech Shnaseinu Kashanim Atovos, and then say the bracha in order that you can accomplish the Me'ein Chasimah Samal Chasimah. V'tov Yoser She'yaschil V'Sein Talumotu V'Yigmar Kaseder. Even better would be to say v'sein talumata l'bracha al pnei ha'adoma and just finish up the rest of the bracha, not just to say v'sein talumata l'bracha and then skip a few words to say uvarach shnaseinu kashanim atavos. Just finish in order of the bracha as it goes. That is the end of Sif Dalad. And now the Mechaber says weiter in Sif Hei. Im lo shal matar v'niskar kodem shomea tefila. If one forgot to say the saint alamata levracha and he realizes the mistake before he gets to the bracha of shomea tefila of shema kolenu, ein machzir noso. As we just mentioned, we would not send him back. V'shol v'shomea tefila. So if you forgot it and you realize your mistake somewhere between baruch aleinu and shema kolenu, you would just wait and stick the saint alamata levracha in the bracha of shema kolenu. Says the Rambam, v'im hayolo tainis. If it happens also to be a tainus, it's a fast day, and you need to say anenu also in the bracha of Shema Kolenu, so yomar ha-she'elo kodem anenu. You should first say the saint alamata levracha, and then you should say anenu afterwards. So we'll see why in the Mishabura. And says the Mechaber, v'im lo niskar achar shomea tefila, if you only realize that you forgot to say the saint alamata levracha after you finish the bracha of baruch atav shem shomea tefila, you forgot it till after the whole bracha Shema Kolenu is over. So then the halacha is as follows. Im lo akar raglov chozer lebirkas hashanim. If you do not yet take your 3 steps back, you do not finish your Shmona Esrei, then you'd go back to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Vim akar raglov, if you already took your steps back, you finish Shmona Esrei, chozer lerosh hatfila, then you have to daven again. Start from the beginning. Vim hishlim tfilaso, if you finish your Shmona Esrei, ve'eno ragyo lomar tachanunim achar tfilaso, and you don't normally add on supplications after your tfila, Afal pi shadayin lo akar raglov, even if you didn't actually take your 3 steps back, ka'akurin dami, it's like you took your steps back, and this we mentioned yesterday, but this is the source, the Mechaber says that it's lav dafka that you actually have to take your steps back, it just means you finished Shmona Esrei. So if you finish the second Yul Ratzon, you didn't take your steps back yet, since you don't usually add anything in after that, that would be considered finishing Shmona Esrei, and if you realize it then, even though you did not yet take 3 steps back, you would have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. V'im niskar achar shechosam shomea tefila. But if you realize your mistake right after you said Baruch Atah Hashem shomea tefila, kodem shehischa ritzei, before you start the next bracha of ritzei, nirish shomer v'sein talumotar, it appears that you should say v'sein talumotar right there, v'achakach omer ritzei. And then you would say ritzei. So the same eitzah that the Mishabura just told us that we shouldn't use after the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, because you have the eitzah of saying it in Shema Kolenu, the Mechaber says, but if you forgot it in Shema Kolenu and you realize it right after Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefila, you should say it right there. Say v'sein talamata levracha, that would be considered, at least according to some, that you're somewhat connected still to the bracha of Shema Kolenu, and that would be a good enough eitzah to not have to go back all the way to Baruch Aleinu, or possibly to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Now let's see the Mishabura and some other interesting shailas that come up with this a little bit complicated halacha about where you remember. Says the Mishabura in Sivkot and Tezayin. So we said if you didn't say V'sein talamata levracha in Baruch Aleinu, so you say it in Shomea Tefila. So the Mishabura says in Sivkot and Tezayin, Rotzalomar means to say bebircha shema kolenu. Shomea tefila is referring to the bracha shema kolenu, and you say it kodem ki ata shomea. You say it before the words ki ata shomea. Shemisukenes lishol ba kol habakashos, because that bracha was established to put in any bakashos that you want. Kidul kama besimakuf yutes, like we'll see more details about tomorrow night in Mirtz Hashem. Aval haskaras mashiv haruach. However, if you forgot Mashiv HaRuach from the beginning of Shmona Esrei, Kaim Alon La'el B'Simen Kuf Yudalad, we hold earlier in Simen Kuf Yudalad, the Imshacha Chozer. If you forgot Mashiv HaRuach, you have to go back. Mishum Da'az Kara Shevachu. The mentioning of Mashiv HaRuach is a praise to Hashem. V'ein Makoma B'Zoh HaBracha Shem Mesukenes L'Bakasha. There is no place for a praise of Hashem in the bracha of Shema Kolenu. Shema Kolenu is set up for requests from Hashem. And therefore, if you forgot the Seint HaLamata Levracha, you could be mashlum the Seint HaLamata Levracha in the bracha of Shema Kolenu. However, if you forgot the insertion of Mashiv HaRuach HaMerageshem, there is no eitzah to put it into Shema Kolenu. Now, if you look at the notes, look at note number 22. He says, V'im niskar, here's an interesting shaila, V'im niskar behemshech atvilo kigom bebirchas v'liyushalayim ircha. You realize that you forgot to say V'sein talamata levracha when you were later on in Shmona Esrei. Let's say, for example, you're in the middle of the bracha of v'liyushalayim ircha. V'ta'a v'chazar l'baruch aleinu. Now we know that halach is, if you remember in the middle of the bracha of v'liyushalayim ircha, oyvei, I forgot V'sein talamata levracha, what you should do is continue davening Shmona Esrei till you get the Shema Kolenu and put it in Shema Kolenu. But you did the wrong thing. You didn't think about it so much, or you didn't know the halacha properly, you forgot the halacha, and you went back to Baruch Aleinu. Ulacha kama brachos niskar sheyochel hoyo lahamshech ulaomro berchas shomea tefila. So you were in the Yerushalayim Ircha. You should have continued on and put it into Shmak Aleinu, but you made a mistake. You went all the way back to Baruch Aleinu. You said Baruch Aleinu, you said Tkai B'Shofar, and you're in the middle of the bracha of Hashiva Shovteinu Kavarishona, and you realize, oh my gosh, I wasn't supposed to go back to Baruch Aleinu. I should have just continued on. So Rechaim Kinyevsky says, Shalachore Yafsik B'Mokom Sha'omed, you should stop wherever you are, V'yachzor L'Birchas V'Yerushalayim Ircha, and you should skip back to the bracha that you were up to. In other words, if you went back to Baruch Aleinu, so we don't say, okay, just continue on the regular way from Baruch Aleinu. No, you said in Baruch Aleinu, wherever you realize that you shouldn't have gone back, so you stop where you are and continue on to the Yerushalayim. Now, he doesn't address whether you should then put it into Shmak Aleinu or not. L'chara, you wouldn't have to. He doesn't address that. L'chara, if you went back to Baruch Aleinu, you said the Baruch again, you put it in, L'chara, that would be okay. But it's not perfectly clear if that's the case. In other words, you went back, you incorrectly went back, but l'maisa, you said the bracha Baruch Aleinu again with the same talamata l'bracha, so l'chara you wouldn't have to say it again in Shmak Aleinu. You just skip the other brachas that you're about to say, that a brachas l'vatala. It could be there's a tzad to say that the whole Baruch Aleinu that you just said was a bracha l'vatala, you shouldn't have gone back, and maybe you should say it in Shmak Aleinu again. It's not clear from the Pesach of Chaim Kinyevsky. What is clear is that you don't just continue going vayte where you're up to just because you incorrectly went back. Whenever you realize you shouldn't have gone back, stop and skip to where you were up to and continue onwards and possibly say in Shmak Aleinu. That's not clear.
So if you incorrectly went back, then it's as if you didn't say anything?
No, that he doesn't address. That's what I'm just asking that as a shaila. He doesn't address that. No, because I'm asking that. Rechaim Kinyevsky is just saying that if you went back to Baruch Aleinu and you said Baruch Aleinu at Tkai B'Shofar and you realize you shouldn't have gone back, so skip back to Yerushalayim. You don't have to continue on saying all the brachos that you said already. I'm just pointing out for myself that Rechaim Kinyevsky does not point out when you get to Shmak Aleinu, should you put in the Seita Lamarta Lebracha again or not? Do we say, well, you said it in Baruch Aleinu when you went back incorrectly, therefore you don't need to say it again in Shmak Aleinu? Or maybe no, you went back and said Baruch Aleinu, that was a bracha l'vatala, you shouldn't have gone back. So maybe you can't be yotzei your insertion of a seita l'matal bracha in a bracha that's really a bracha l'vatala. So maybe he would say you should say it again in Shmak Aleinu. That he doesn't address, I'm not sure.
What about the order of the brachot in Shmoyes, right?
The other brachos is fine because
you're going back and forth.
It's like any time.
I mean, you're skipping.
Yeah, you're not going out of order. You went in order. You're up to the Yerushalayim Ircha. Then you did the wrong thing.
Right.
You went back. It's like sticking in Yalav Yavo into the Yerushalayim Ircha. You made a mistake. You stuck in Yalav Yavo. So halacha is you go back to the beginning of that bracha and you continue onwards. So same thing over here. You incorrectly stuck in Baruch Aleinu at Kav Shofar in the middle or after the bracha of the Yerushalayim Ircha. So you made a mistake. So you're not doing Shmoneh Esrei out of order, you're doing it perfectly in order. You just stuck in incorrect statements in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. So you're not doing it out of order. You're just having a complete Shmoneh Esrei in order, just you added things in that weren't supposed to be there. Look at note number 23. Now what words do you say in the Bracha Shmak Aleinu? What exactly do you say? So it's a machlokas over here. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you just say those words. V'sein tal umata levracha. Just those words. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, you say V'sein tal umata levracha al pnei ha'adama. You say those few extra words as well, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Zayin. So we said if it's a fast day, and you're putting in V'sein tal umata levracha and Shmak Aleinu, and you're also putting on Aneinu, so we said that She'elah of V'sein tal umata levracha comes before Aneinu. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Zayin, the She'elah chamura me'aneinu. She'elah comes first. I don't know why he doesn't say, well, I was thinking Tadir, but it's not really Tadir in that bracha necessarily. But the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why you put V'sein tal umata levracha first is because it's more chomer than Aneinu. The imlo amara machzir noso. Because if you leave off V'sein tal umata levracha, you have to go back and daven Shmoneh Esrei again. Therefore, it's more chomer. Mashenkein b'Aneinu. But Aneinu, as we'll see in 2 days, if you miss it, you just skip it. You don't go back. And therefore, V'sein tal umata levracha is more serious, and therefore we put it first. I understand that. I was going to say it's Tadir, but it's not. I'm not sure that it's Tadir, because in the Bracha Shmak Kolenu, I don't know if V'sein tal umata levracha is more Tadir. Because throughout the year, how many times are you saying V'sein tal umata levracha in Shmak Kolenu? Aneinu, you're saying a good 4 or 5 times a year. Good 4 or 5 times a year. So it's not clear that it's more Tadir. The fact that you say it always wouldn't be a right.
They're both supposed to be inserted into the Bracha in the same location of the Bracha. Which is why you have to decide which one goes first.
Correct.
So this is the location where they both go. Aneinu, you only say whatever 4 or 5 times a year. Regardless of
I know, but I'm not saying, I'm not clear that you go by Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem, by in general that you say V'Sein Talamata Levracha more often, or does it go by what you say right here more often? And there it's possible that you say Aneinu more often in Shema Kaleinu than you say V'Sein Talamata Levracha. Could be that's why he's not being nichlis into Tadir Vishenu Tadir. It's not clear how to go with Tadir over here. Says him, right? You hear what I'm saying? Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos Sifkaton Yuches. We said that if you finish one Esrei, you don't normally add in any insertions, so that's considered as if you took your steps back, and Shemot Esrei is over. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'u Adinim Rogil Omer Tachanunim V'Siyem Tachanunav. The same thing is true if you normally say Tachanunim at the end of davening, and you finish saying your Tachanunim. The Omer Acharem Apostle Yulu Ratzon, and you said afterwards the Apostle of Yulu Ratzon. Same din. Sheba Amiras Pasuk Ze also Hesach Hadas. Through saying the Pasuk of Yilu Ratzon, that's already taking your mind off Milomer O Tachanunim from saying any more Tachanunim. Vinishlama Tfilaso. And that's the end of your Tfilah. The Afal Pishlo Hiskal Dayan Osa Shalom, even if you didn't start yet Osa Shalom. Note 24, he writes. Vegamim Darko Loma Yilu Ratzon Kolim Lakainetzur. Even if you do like many are knowing to say Yilu Ratzon before Lakainetzur and Yilu Ratzon afterwards, the Shara Tzion says later on, Shekols Manchelo Omer Esa Yilu Ratzon Hasheni. So long that you didn't say the Yilu Ratzon, the second one at the end. At the end of Lakainetzur, it's Nechshav Kolosim, as if you didn't finish Shemoneh Esrei, and you'd be able to just go back to Baruch Aleinu, you would not have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Only after you said the second Yilu Ratzon, that's the end of Shemoneh Esrei, even though you didn't take your steps back, and then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoton Yud Tes. Yud Tes is that which the Mechaber said, that if you realize your mistake after Shomea Tefillah, you say it right there before it say. V'im Niskar Achar Shomar Baruch Ato Hashem. Let's say you realize your mistake by Baruch Ato Hashem before the word Shomea Tefillah. In that case, Yisayim Amdeni Chukecha. As opposed to what we said by Baruch Ato Hashem Mevaruch Hashonim, the Mishnah Berurah said you shouldn't tap in to, or Chai Kinyasu said, you shouldn't tap into the eights of Lamdenu Chukecha by Baruch Aleinu, because you still have the eights of putting it in Shema Kaleinu. But if you miss it over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should tap into Lamdenu Chukecha, the Yomar, the Saint Alumotar, the Achaka Kiata Shomea. Because there is no eitzah to say later on, you'd have to go back, and therefore to avoid going back, we do tap into this eitzah of saying, Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdenu Chukecha, which is a pasuk, you can say Hashem's name, and then you could say, the Saint Alumotar, and continue onwards. Now, note 25 asks a very interesting shaila. Look at note 25. V'im nizkar sheshochach talu mater l'achar shehisla ritzei. So, you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you start a ritzei, and you realize, oh no, I forgot v'sein talu mater l'bracha. So, the halacha is, we just said, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. So, v'chozer l'baruch Aleinu. So far, you did everything right. After you forgot. So you forgot the Seita Lamata Lebracha. You forgot it all the way through into the middle of Ritzei. And then you realize your mistake. And you remember that Lacha is, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. So you went back to Baruch Aleinu. V'shuv shachach lo marbo v'Seita Lamata Lebracha. You forgot it again. You went back to Baruch Aleinu to say the Seita Lamata Lebracha. And you forgot it again. Pretty common occurrence. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Rav Yoshev both say, Sheyamshich bitfiloso v'yomrenu b'shomei atfilah. You should continue on in the Shemoneh Esrei. Say every bracha. Even though you went back to gain v'seit olmat l'bracha and you forgot it. So you might think, oh, just go back to Shema Kaleinu or whatever you should do. Say your Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yoshev. Continue on with the Shemoneh Esrei every bracha till you get to Shomei atfilah and put it in round two of Shomei atfilah. V'lo omrim, and we don't say sheyocha ledaleg l'shma kolenu. We don't say just skip to Shema Kolenu, sherei b'baruch aleinu shachach l'omro. We don't say you messed up in Baruch Aleinu, so just skip to Shema Kolenu. We do not say that. V'es bircha shmona esrei at Shema Kolenu kvar omar kedim pam rishonu. We don't just say, well, you already said all these brachos already, so therefore just skip to Shema Kolenu. We don't say that. Shekevan shetiknu l'achzor l'baruch aleinu, since the takana was that if you're in Ritzei and you messed up, you should go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu. Zeh Seder Tfilah, so that is the order of your davening. V'olav l'espal k'seder. And therefore, again, if you davened and you realize in Ritzei, you forgot v'sein talamata l'bracha, the halacha is you go back to Baruch Aleinu. You went back to Baruch Aleinu, you forgot it again. So you don't just skip the Shema Kaleinu, you daven k'seder, the whole Shemoneh Esrei again. V'in b'mokom l'achzor l'baruch aleinu chozer rak l'shma kaleinu. Let's say you made a mistake, you're in Ritzei, and you're supposed to go back to Baruch Aleinu, like we just said, and you made a mistake, you only went back to Shema Kaleinu, and there you mentioned V'sein Talumater, so the Shevet Alevi, and Rav Yoshev, and Rav Chaim Kinyevsky, they all say that you are Yotzei, you're Chiyav, and that's okay. Even though you should go back to Baruch Aleinu, but you messed up and you went back to Shema Kaleinu, that's okay, you could just stick with that and put it in Shema Kaleinu, and you are good to go. Now let's see the next simen, simen Kuf Yud Ches. Chasimas Birchas Hashiva. This is going on two brachos after Baruch Aleinu, the bracha of Hashiva Shavteinu Kavarishona. Says the Mechaber, Hashiva Shavteinu Chosem Ba Melech Oheid Tzedakah Mishpat. Ends off with Baruch Ato Hashem, Melech Oheid Tzedakah Mishpat. Umeirosh Hashanah V'ad Yom HaKippurim Chosem HaMelech HaMishpat. As we all know, during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we change the ending from Melech Oheid Tzedakah Mishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat. Says the Ramah, Mihu im Omar Melech Oheid Tzedakah Mishpat. If you made a mistake in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and instead of saying HaMelech HaMishpat, you said Melech Oheid Tzedakah Mishpat, Ein Tzarech Lachzor. You do not have to go back. V'lo amru sheyachzor el b'makom shekol hashana omer makel oheid tzedakah mishpat. And those who say you have to go back, it's only because during the year they have the girsa of saying hakel oheid tzedakah mishpat. And therefore, by saying that instead of hamelach hamishpat, you missed out on hamelach. So then it's like hamelach hakadosh, which you have to go back if you said hakel hakadosh. So here also, if you said hakel oheid tzedakah mishpat, you have to go back to get the word melach in. But l'fi har girsa that we say melach oheid tzedakah mishpat, even if you mess up in a sesh mechuva, you would not have to go back. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzev Katan Aleph, Melech Ohev, V'im Omer B'chol HaShana HaMelech HaMishpat. If the whole year you mistakenly say at any time HaMelech HaMishpat, which is very possible in Motzei Yom Kippur to say that, you say HaMelech HaMishpat, O HaKel HaMishpat, you are Yatza. Not only that, if you look at note number one, he says that if the whole year in the place of HaKel HaKadosh, you say HaMelech HaKadosh, which is very probable on Motzei Yom Kippur, the Chai Odom and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch both write that you are Yotze, your Chiyuv, because of Asher Yitshuva Shekein Eskimu Rov HaAchronim. So most Achronim say that B'dyevet, if you said HaMelech HaKadosh or HaMelech HaMishpat, not during the Aser Yisrael Yitshuva, you are okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sif Katan Beis, HaMelech HaMishpat. So we said during the Aser Yisrael Yitshuva, you stick in HaMelech HaMishpat, B'shnei Heyin, HaMelech HaMishpat, with a Hey in front of each word. The Yizar B'zeh, one should be careful to make sure that both words have the Hey in the beginning. Ki yesh omrim delo yotza, because some say without two Heys you are not yotze. Umikomakom b'di'evet im omar melech HaMishpat lo yachzer. However, b'di'evet, if you just said melech HaMishpat just with a Hey by HaMishpat instead of by HaMelech as well, you only said HaMishpat with the word melech, so then b'di'evet it would be okay and you would not go back. And the last Mishnah Berurah is going on that which the Ramah told us, that if you said Melech Oheid Tzedakah Mishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, you do not have to go back. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I am ba'achronim demaski. Look at the achronim who come out of maskana. Di'im nizkar toch kdei dibur me'eis omro u'mishpat. Omer HaMelech HaMishpat gamkein. That even though you don't have to go back if you said Melech Oheid Tzedakah Mishpat, but if you do realize that Tok De Dibur of the word Mishpat, you should quickly correct yourself and say HaMelech HaMishpat. So you're not mechuyev to go back, but Tok De Dibur, you should make the adjustment. V'im li'acha k'dei dibur, but if you only realize your mistake, la'acha k'dei dibur, shuv lo yomar, then you should just leave it. V'ein machzir no, so we don't make you go back. And in note number three explains, ubir l'kamon, the Mishnah Berurah explains much later on, Chelik Vav, Shekevan Shehizkir Melech Ein Tzar Lachzor, like I mentioned before, that once you said Melech, even though you didn't say HaMelech HaMishpat, you said Melech Oheid Tzedakah Mishpat L'Maisa, you had the word Melech, and therefore you do not have to go back. We will stop the shir here, and we'll continue Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night in the new Siman Kuf Yud Tes. I just want to announce that I just put up a sign about the Siyam. The Dirshu is making a Siyam on the 2 days after Pesach, on Monday, May 2nd, in Pesach that everyone's invited to, but there's a note on the bottom that you should RSVP, because of limited space, and Mitzvah Shem, we're going to make a Siyam here the following Sunday, which is the actual day that we're going to finish Mitzvah Shem Chilak Aleph.